Thank you. Good evening. It's February 15, 2016. This is the meeting of the Pacifica National Board Elections Committee. I'm the carryover chair, Bob Lederer, and our carryover secretary, Michael Novick, will now please call the roll.
Okay. Grace Aaron, KPFK.
Here.
Teresa Allen, KPFT. Leslie Bethune, KPFT.
Here.
Jim Brown, WPFW.
Here.
Bill Crozier, KPFT. He just put it on the stream, I don't know. Marion Douglasson, WPFW. Bill, did I hear you? Mm-hmm. Jan Goodman, KPFK.
Here.
Tej Graywell, KPFK. Mark Hernandez, KPFA. Bob Lederer, WBAI.
Here.
Serene Roberts, WBAI.
Present.
This is Michael Novick, KPFK. Nancy Sabar-Naratoni, KPFT.
Present.
Deborah Shapiro, KPFT. And Nancy Sorden, WPFW. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. That's a quorum.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Okay, so I have sent out a proposed agenda, and let me read it out for those who don't have it and for those listening on the stream. First, after we appoint a timekeeper and approve the agenda, we get into the substantive items, of which I'm proposing four, actually, because one of them has to be stricken. First would be election of a chair pro tem and a secretary pro tem for 10 minutes. Second would be a report from the interim executive director on the hiring process for the national election supervisor, and that would include questions and answers for 10 minutes. And then we had slated a report from the national election supervisor, but she just texted me that she's not available tonight, so that can't happen. Next would be a discussion of the process for, this is my proposal that we can get into, for gathering lists of areas to consider for elections improvement. I would suggest 15 minutes for that. And then finally, setting the next meeting date for the elections committee for 5 minutes with an adjournment time certain of 10:30 p.m., which for new committee members is the time we've been following for about 2 years now. So that's my proposal. Are there any questions or amendments?
This is Jen.
I'm sorry, who was the person?
Speak up a little bit.
Oh, sure. Sorry about that.
Thank you. That's all.
Okay. Was there another comment?
Yes, question? I'm sorry, Sharon. I have a suggestion for the agenda.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. I would like to have this committee make a formal request to the CFO for a detailed itemization of all expenses for the 2015 election, including salaries, postal costs, printing costs, et cetera, all itemized so that we can review those expenses in this committee.
Okay, so where would you like that, and on for how many minutes?
Let's give that 8 minutes.
Okay.
Number three.
I'm sorry, number what? I can't hear you.
Plugged in at number three, since we're not having a report from the National Election Supervisor.
Okay. All right. Is there any objection to that amendment? Make that item three. Okay, hearing none, then that's adopted. Any other amendments or questions?
Point of information.
Yes.
Point of information. Elections is how many minutes? Election of pro tem chair was 5 minutes?
I'm suggesting 10 minutes for the two elections.
Okay. And then the hiring of a new
LES
is
10 minutes.
And yes, is 10 minutes. Election improvement was how many minutes?
15.
Okay. And so the CFO asking for detailed expenses, that's number four then, right?
No, that's the new number three, and that would be 8 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, any other questions or amendments? Okay, hearing none, is there any objection to adopting the agenda as amended? Okay, hearing none, then that's adopted. So let's get a timekeeper. Can we have a volunteer? I'll announce the time at the top of each item and just
keep track. Okay, I volunteer.
Thank you, Nancy. Appreciate it. Okay. All right, so let's go to item one, election of the chair pro tem and secretary pro tem. So, of course, the chair pro tem only sits for that one meeting, and same for the secretary pro tem. So the nominations are open for the chair pro tem.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. I'm sorry. Can you hear me now? I just switched.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Thanks. I want to. Okay.
Sorry, there's an echo now in your.
Okay, so much for the headset thing. I will unplug that and just suck the radiation
that's
in. Hang on.
Yep.
It's better for me to suck the radiation in. Okay. I move that we continue with our carryover chair and secretary. I think it's worth the effort, actually. That's my motion.
Okay. Is there any discussion of the motion?
I'd be happy to do it for one meeting, but I'm not going to be a continuing member of this committee. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine, because as I said, this process would only be for one meeting anyway.
Okay.
Any other discussion? Okay, so is there any objection to Serene's motion to just have the two carryover officers continue through the end of this meeting? And in my case, that would also continue to convening the next meeting. Any objection?
No.
Okay, hearing none, then that's adopted. Okay, so we saved about 8 minutes. Moving on to the report from the Interim Executive Director on the hiring process for a National Election Supervisor. So that's a 10-minute item, Nancy. So, Lydia,
thank you.
Go right ahead.
Yes, I would like to be able to post the ad for a National Election Supervisor by sometime next week. And then I would like to have some recommendations of the committee of when they believe the start date should be for the National Election Supervisor to come on so that I can include that in the ad. And, of course, this is by the, per the bylaws, the National Election Supervisor should be hired in March, should be appointed in March. And then there are a number of reasons that I wanted to be on the committee was to actually get input. So I would like to request that people send recommendations for that ad, see if there was anything missing that might improve our recruitment aspect of the position. And I know that I did receive some input from the National Election Supervisor who raised a couple of issues, and so I have that as well. Now, as far as I want to kind of address Grace's motion, because I have made a request. It does not supplant the motion that was made. I think that's really important to have an idea of how much this election cost. But I have requested from the election supervisor as well that she include in her final report, and by the way, where she is right now is that the final report is to be generated, including by what was previously posted. After receiving all of the final reports from the LESs, I believe she's only missing one right now, which is from KPFA. She has the reports, the local election supervisor reports from the other stations where there was one, and from KPFT and WPFW, and one more, and WBAI, and anyway, so we have those reports, but as soon as she finishes that, what I requested from the National Election Supervisor was that she she let me know what it cost, what was the budget for this election, and what would it have been had we not extended the dates. I want to get a more realistic idea of how much we spend when elections are extended to this degree. And anyway, so, and then I think that this committee probably also dealt with the budget to begin with, because I know you grappled with how to best save money. So we want to see if, in fact, this was a cost-saving proposition as it was applied this year, so we can develop a budget, an accurate budget. Of course, even after the election, even when the election supervisor submits that, which is imminent, that I think obviously we have to have the real figures from the CFO as well, make sure everything was factored in. So I totally agree with that. I think obviously the budget is extremely important where this is concerned. And also hearing from the committee, I think there are some obvious issues that are ongoing issues from election to election, mostly the lists from the stations, which is a whole foundation issue, actually should not be limited to requiring only the election supervisor to make sure those lists are accurate. Those are also our fundraising lists. So so those have to be brought up to date. And that's like a huge issue. What I don't know is if any of the stations in this committee that was meeting regularly, and I was not on the committee, may know whether the stations, whether any of the stations complied with the motion about sending out a postcard in advance to see so that they could make some of those membership corrections in advance. So I have a lot of questions for this committee, actually. And then the other thing, so my presentation is less about having information than about wanting information. Anyway, so the other thing is that in the past, it was this committee that made the request for proposals from election companies, from the companies that would count the ballots. And I think this last time it was left up to the National Election Supervisor. So that has to be clear, because when I look at the ad, it does not include that. At least I don't see it. It just says they work with that company and so forth. So there was a lot of confusion by the time I became IED as to who hired, when they hired, and we did eventually dig out the contract and so forth. But I would like to know what process the committee is recommending for this year, because if I'm going to post an ad for an election supervisor, and unless the committee is recommending that that election supervisor also choose the company, I would like to put out an RFP as we did in years past for that company. Let me see what else. So anyway, so we want to make this happen. We want to make this on time, and we want to keep to the record date, because that contributed to a great deal of confusion. And a lot of people didn't receive their ballots precisely because that election was postponed. And so we need to make this clear now. But anyway, I'd like to hear mostly questions from the committee and input.
Okay, thanks very much, Lydia. All right, the floor is open for questions or comments. Anyone? Oh, actually, I have a question. You said that that Eljoy is waiting for the final LES report to submit her report. Did she have any estimate of when that might be?
She told me everything was imminent, and in fact, by February 8th, she had received most. So I think it's only one that has not been received from KPFA. So,
any idea how long after that she might have her report?
No, I haven't spoken to her in a few days.
Okay.
So, but she had, you know, she had written most of it, and she may be working on the budget portion, because that was something that I was really focused on was give me the comparison budgets, what it really was, what it would have been had we not extended, and then we'll go from there. And the postage issue also is very important because I know that people are were just very recently just getting those initial ballots that were sent out. So all of those issues are really important so that we can fix things and have an expedient timeline and hopefully have it all exactly like the bylaws say, have it earlier in the year.
Okay, thanks. Any other questions or comments? Was that Nancy?
Yeah, from KPFT.
Yes.
Nancy.
Go ahead.
It took us quite a long time asking and then asking and not really getting definite answers. And then finally getting what we wanted was having the cart schedule posted on the station's websites so that people could, you know, call the programmer or tell the LES this card is not being played or this one's being played twice or that kind of thing. There was a lot of stalling, and then at the local level at KPFT was really the LES just said no. You know, I don't want this. The last thing I want is programmers complaining about people calling them about not playing their cart, and that's not necessary. Anyway, she sent me a big email saying, you know, people, if they want to hear it, they can, you know, look at the website, the Pacifica website, and listen to the cart themselves. Our LES was not concerned about the correctness of the cart playing. And so I think this needs to be a bylaw or fair campaign addition about the cart playing. And also about the list of the staff. At our station, it never really got posted. It took a long time, asking and asking, and finally it got posted, but it was really too late. This should be done at the beginning, not, you know, after the election's almost over.
Dan, can you put me on the stack?
Sure. You done, Nancy?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Jan.
I asked to be on the stack.
I'm sorry, who was that?
Grace Aaron, I want to be on the
Okay, staff. I didn't hear you. Go ahead, Grace, and then Jan.
Okay. I would like to know what type of mail, how the ballots were mailed out.
Bulk rate.
No, they didn't seem to be mailed out by nonprofit bulk rate. Pacifica is a nonprofit. Rates are considerably lower for nonprofits than they are for normal bulk mail. Can that be explained, please?
I mean, I don't know for a fact. My understanding was it was done at the nonprofit bulk rate, but that may be mistaken. I just assumed that we talked about the PNB passed a motion mandating that it be done by bulk rate rather than first class, so I assumed that, of course, that would include nonprofit. I don't know.
There are different types of bulk mail rates. There's commercial bulk mail rates, and then there's nonprofit. The cheapest is nonprofit bulk mail rates. It didn't look like the ballots were sent out nonprofit, which probably may have, if I'm correct in looking at my ballot, that did not say it was for nonprofit bulk rate, that we may have spent more money than we had to for the bulk mailing. So I'd like to... And also, probably the delivery is slower if it's not nonprofit bulk mail rate. So can we please find out about that?
Yes, I'm writing that down because my understanding was that it was nonprofit bulk mail. But I will definitely ask and get some kind of corroboration that that's what it was, because you usually have a paper trail with your mailing house. Regarding the instructions to them.
Okay, Jan?
I don't know where this goes in the scheme of what we're talking about. I think it relates to it, maybe the job description, I'm not sure. The local station board job description, which maybe we also should be drafting, but and maybe it's a general manager or the program director at each station's job description. But it seems that one of the things that's really missing from the elections is listing nominations. It's almost A, soliciting nominations on a really serious level, and maybe having the, you know, A, soliciting nominations on a serious level, and B, soliciting people to send in their ballots on a serious level. Those are two areas that we need to grapple with, the stations need to grapple with. I don't know where that goes in to this discussion, but I just want to put it on the table there.
Okay, well, let me just point out that in a few minutes, we're going to get to my proposal for gathering lists of areas to look at improvements, and certainly the points you just raised, Dan, should go into those lists, so we can get back to that shortly.
Alrighty.
Okay, anyone else?
This is Lydia. I have a question.
Sure.
So, of course, we don't have complete committees right now, because I think some of the LSBs have not elected the LSB members, but can you may have to do this a couple of times, but can the members, at least the ones on this call, receive a copy of the previous ad, which I have? It's the one, I believe, that says 2014, and of the LES posting, so they know what went out last time, and then that way if they can send recommendations to me and to the committee, that we're clear about what we're talking about. Thank you.
No, I'll make sure that happens.
Okay. Bob?
Yes.
Three.
Go ahead.
Thanks. Okay, so in answer to Lydia's question about the ballot counting, I'm sorry, the whether or not the LES hired, the NES, excuse me, hired the company herself. And I don't remember all the details, but I know that certainly the response, the request for proposals came back to the committee, or the discussion was had with the committee and the NES about the various, I think maybe two or three companies and the various services that they had to offer, at what cost, and so forth. So I don't remember who made the absolute decision. It was probably the NES, and someone else can correct me, or we could just wait to find out from the report, or someone can go back and look at minutes. But the committee was involved in the discussion, if not responsible for the selection.
This is Lydia.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can add to that, but go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, the selection was made by the NES, but the hire obviously was by Pacifica, by John Proffitt's signature ultimately ended up on the contract.
Okay, I'm sorry. So what was your question in that regard?
My question was about the process for the selection. Was there an RFP? In the past, there would be a recommendation from the committee to the executive director to hire the ballot counting company. And so, and with the NES, I think, you know, privy to everything, because often the NES would attend these meetings. But my question was, I guess, just answered. So you guys did.
Well, I can add a little bit and give you my best recollection of what happened. I will check this, you know, in the coming days and send the relevant documents to the committee. But my recollection is the sequence was we started with the previous RFP from 2012. We had discussion in the committee. In fact, we may have even created a working group to see what revisions and updates were needed. And then we passed that. Once we adopted that as a committee, I think we notified the PNB, but it didn't need a formal motion of the PNB because it doesn't require board approval for management to send out an RFP. So in consultation with the IED, we and the NES, and they had input too. Then the NES took the task of circulating it to various companies and discussing and negotiating with those companies, narrowing the options, and then she came back to us and said, well, after I've gone through this whole process, I think Company A and Company B seem to offer the best services, and here's the pros and cons. That was done in executive session. And then the committee gave input, but it was all informal because the decision ultimately was that the NES recommended a company and the ED signed off on it. So that's my recollection of the sequence last year.
I concur, Nancy.
I'm sorry, Bob. So was that a motion that the NES make the selection with the variables that you presented and then the ED?
I don't think we actually put it in the form of a motion.
Okay, so these are just recommendations?
Yeah. And of course, since the NES can't commit the foundation to anything, her formal, what she did officially was recommend to the ED that company be hired. But because, you know, she had carefully researched it, he followed her recommendation.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Nancy, how are we doing? We must be past our 10-minute limit on this, aren't we?
Yes. But Lydia finished 4 minutes early, so I just, so we're all
done. That's fine. So unless there's any urgent additional questions or comments, we should move on. Is there anyone who must speak on this item? Okay. All right. Thanks again, Lydia. So let's go on to Grace's item, a request to the CFO for an accounting of election costs. 8 minutes, Nancy. So go ahead, Grace.
Okay.
I'd just like to move that we get a report from the CFO itemizing all the expenses of the election, including salary, the cost for vote, smart vote, the cost for the printing, and the cost for the postage, and specifically asking what type of postage rate was used in the mailing.
Okay. Are you at a computer, Grace? Can you put that in writing?
Okay. I'll do that.
Thank you. And then since we don't have the new listserv set up, I guess, let's see. You have Michael's email address, right? I don't want to give out email addresses over the stream. But
yeah, I'll send it to Michael.
Yeah, and then Michael can...
There's one that I used to send you the agenda.
This is Myla. Can I be on the stack for this item?
Sure. Okay, so that's the motion.
Michael, I'll send you the stack.
Okay. All right, so that's the motion, and we'll get it in writing soon. We'll read it out formally, but let's take discussion. Go ahead, Myla, and then Michael.
I'd just like to add that I believe that because the vendor took a 3-week vacation, that resulted in the possible extension and additional costs to Pacifica. So while we're looking at the costs, can we also factor in the cost of extending because the vendor took that vacation? They weren't available for, 3 weeks during the midst of the counting, as I recall?
If I could, is there any objection if I just insert my recollection, which is a little different?
Okay.
And before Michael. And that is because we were regularly, Eljoy Williams came on, I think, every single conference call from shortly after her hire until the last meeting in January. So she kept us apprised as to all the twists and turns in all of this. And my recollection, other committee members can correct me, is that she made the decision to extend the elections under the bylaws provision about lack of quorum. So it was independent of any plans that the company had to go on vacation. That happened to coincide with the extension after she decided on it, but it was not something that drove the extension decision. Does anyone else have a different, who was on the committee last year, have a different recollection?
This is Lydia also.
Go ahead, Lydia.
So, my understanding is, and of course I'll be able to confirm this once I see the report and the financials, is that simply voting did not charge us for counting of the ballot.
That's correct.
That's correct.
Yeah, LJOI negotiated that.
So, regardless, that would not have added to the cost in terms of the ballot counting company.
Okay. Michael.
To the time that LJOI Williams was employed by Pacifica?
I'm sorry, say that again.
What was that?
The question is, did the vacation that the vendor took contribute to extending the actual time for the results to come in for the election, and did that extend the time of the election supervisor?
Okay, again, my recollection is that extension was determined by a lack of quorum at, I think it was three stations. So that would have happened with or without a vacation by the company, and nothing could have been counted sooner because the deadline, following the bylaws, which prescribes maximum of 4 weeks extension to meet quorum, the bylaws based on that the votes couldn't have been counted sooner, even if they weren't on vacation, because the deadline hadn't passed until January 4th. Okay, Michael, you're next.
Yeah, I think that whatever the reason for the extension, that the IED suggests that we should look at the difference in cost because of the extension. I agree with that. So I think that, you know, should be part of this motion. The other thing I wanted to add is that we should also get a report on the income that was generated from donations that people made in returning their ballots, because that's also a factor to take into consideration. So I would add that as a friendly amendment, or if we're asking the CFO for a report, the report should also include the donations to each station.
Okay, let me ask Grace how you're doing on typing it up. Grace, are you still with us?
Yeah, I just sent it.
Oh, okay. All right. So, Michael, as soon as you see it, if you can forward it to the Yahoo groups, and also then if you can type up your amendment. Or actually, before you forward it to the group, why don't you type up your amendment? Can you do that, Michael?
Okay.
Can you read the amendment? Because I was writing the motion.
Michael, you want to restate it briefly?
My amendment is also get a report from the CFO about the income generated by donations made by people returning their ballots.
That's good.
Okay.
This is Serene. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so I would actually like to know how much we saved because the vendor didn't charge us for counting the ballots. For, you know, the paper ballots, really.
Sure, I think that's important. My recollection is they were originally going to charge $5,000. And LJOI negotiated that out. So, but we should find out officially. So that may be a question. I don't think the CFO is going to have that information. So,
right,
Lydia, maybe that you could add that to the questions you ask LJOI.
Yes, I think that. That's why I've asked all of those details to be in her report, can be corroborated. But I think the important thing is also to compare it to the past couple of elections. Because I'm trying to determine what a realistic budget is right now for this election.
Right. Of course, this was our first ever electronic process, so that was a little bit different than anything we'd ever done in terms of cost. But there's still all the other expenses are comparable. So I know LJOI had done a comparative analysis of her estimated budget in. Whenever that was, the spring of last year, using the data from the CFO for the 2012 election. So maybe she can just include that.
Okay,
right,
great.
Exactly.
Thanks.
Okay, any other discussion on Grace's motion? Well, actually, we're still waiting for Michael's amendment, but...
Yeah.
Go ahead, Michael.
Grace, to you too, Bob, and I got it in a different email. I'm forwarding it to myself.
Okay, that's fine. Well, while we're waiting for that, any other comments?
Nancy from KPFT, in the future, I'd like us to discuss whether we want to hire another company, even if they do it for free. I mean, because there was no oversight from any of us over their tabulation or...
Right.
I mean,
okay.
Do we want to do that again, or do we want to do it at our stations? Or
right.
Even
no, that's a key point to put in the, as I said, the next agenda item. We'll be looking at areas for improvement, so let's mm-hmm. definitely return to that in a few minutes. All right. Michael, just let us know when you...
Yeah, I have to type a couple of other addresses.
That's fine. You don't have to type in all the addresses right now. We can forward it to folks a little later.
Well, there are people on the call who are not on the list. So.
Yeah, but I think we should move forward on the committee, and you can forward it later. I'll read it out loud so everyone has the word.
Okay. You received it from Grace, so if you get your email, you can read what she has.
Oh, that's true. I can read the motion without the amendment. Okay, so it reads, the election committee formally requests a report from the CFO sent directly to the election committee within 3 weeks from today, February 15, 2016, giving all 2015 election expenses, including, and there's six items, one, all salary expenses, two, all printing expenses, three, all mailing expenses, including the type of bulk mail rate used, parenthesis, was the mailing sent by the lowest rate, which is nonprofit bulk mail, close parentheses, four, expenses for Smart Vote. I think you mean Simply Voting. That's the name of the company. Is that what you? That's what you meant, Grace, right? Grace?
Yeah.
Okay, so expenses, that should read expenses for the Simply Voting company. Five would be any expenses for updating mailing lists. Six would be any other miscellaneous expenses. So now that people have heard the entire motion, well, and plus we're going to get Michael's amendment in a minute, but let's just talk about the core motion. Any amendments or questions?
Three.
Yes, go ahead.
Three. Okay, so I did not hear a time limit the first time, and I'm driving, so I'm distracted. But I didn't hear the three-week deadline.
She didn't say that.
Okay. I'd like to amend that to say 3 weeks or at 3 weeks or whatever date is reasonable considering the workload, because I know there are several priorities now, and while I agree that costs are important, they're not going to affect the posting of the most time-sensitive piece, which is the job. So I would like to amend that. It now reads by February 13th, is it?
Within three weeks from today, which is February 15th.
Okay. Within 3 weeks or whatever is deemed to be a reasonable period of time, considering the office workload. And we would ask him to get back to us with what date he expects to have it available.
Okay. Why don't we, so it's clear, put the CFO's title in there. So whatever the CFO deems to be a reasonable period of time given the overall workload. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead.
Yes, and I think that you need to copy the NES when you send this motion to the CFO. And I say that because as I recall... I may be wrong. You might know more about this than I do. But there was an amount in the contract that included variables. And so what the CFO may not have the actual breakdown. I'm not sure. In other words, it was a contract that for whatever amount, you know, $15,000 or whatever it was, covers postage and printing and blah, 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 because they use their own vendors for everything. And so that may be something we either have or should get, but
include the NES because she would be the one who has the relationship with them that could solicit the breakdown if we don't have
it. Sure, yeah. Clearly, as you're saying, there's going to have to be some consultation between the CFO and the NES to nail all these details down.
Right, but I'm just saying, just copy her.
Sure.
Just
no
in the interest of saving time. Thanks.
Yep, definitely. All right, so let's go back to Serene's amendment. So let me read it. If we adopt this, here's how it would read, just the first part of the motion. The Elections Committee formally requests a report from the CFO sent directly to the Elections Committee. Actually, I would add, and PNB. Is there any objection to that? They should be copied on all this. Okay, hearing none, we'll add that. Sent directly to the Elections Committee and PNB within 3 weeks from today, February 15, 2016, or let me just clarify the grammar here, or by whatever date the CFO deems a reasonable period of time given the overall workload.
I object to that.
Okay, go ahead.
This is Grace Aaron. I object to that. I would not want it to be completely open-ended. This committee needs a report, and if it's not given to us in approximately 3 weeks, we won't be able to work on it at the next meeting. And I think that 3 weeks is reasonable. We're not asking for that much information.
Okay. Do other people want to speak to this amendment?
I would like, this is Jan, I'd like to be on the stack.
Go ahead, Jan.
I would say I would perhaps, instead of Serene's amendment, I would say if not all of this information is available in 3 weeks, that all of the information, something to this effect, all of the information which is available, readily available, because most of these should be just line items that can be pulled together, without doing research and so forth. So I'd like to say if all of the above is not available by whatever that three-week date is, then such information as is available by that date and an estimate as to when the other information will be made available.
Okay, Jan, are you at a computer? Can you type that up?
Okie dokie.
Thanks. All right, well, I want to call...
Let me give a sense of the...
This is Serene. Sorry.
Yeah. Jan, just...
I'd like to give a sense of the body if this is a reasonable compromise. Maybe
okay. All right. Well, hang on 1 second. I just want to ask if I can call on myself, and then I'll call on Serene. Lydia, do you have any sense in terms of what's going on at the national office, what might be reasonable or no?
Well, no. Like I said, to me, it just depends on the breakdown that Joy can get from Simply Voting, because I don't think it's the line item would probably be elections, because this was unique. We weren't paying them. That's not true. In some instances, I'm sorry, I do remember seeing invoices for Simply Voting. But so hopefully that can be produced. But yes, we have, we pay the auditors for every second that they're in the office. And so if we have them booked for a particular week, if we interrupt that with a different task, we still have to pay the CPAs, and so that's the only thing that I would see that would be hemming that in. We're trying to get both the 2014-2015 audit in order to get the CPB grant, so that's the overarching priority. But so having to do research, again, I will contact Joy to get the information to expedite it, and I would support Jan's motion, because we should be able to get pieces will be readily available, can be generated very quickly, and then other pieces when we have to dig a little bit more.
Okay, Serene?
Well, I was going to say that I don't think Jan's is necessarily a substitute. Her amendment is not necessarily a substitute for mine as much as an amendment of mine.
Okay.
But I mean, sure. I don't really care what we call it. I'm just saying that what's available, that there are things that are more important than getting the elections expenses to the committee, in the finance office. And I'd like him to be able to address those. But certainly, if there are some things that are readily available, there's no reason why we shouldn't get them as soon as he can send them. But the flexibility must remain. And I don't know. I mean, I agree. Jan said it in her amendment about him getting back to us. I thought I had expressed that, but perhaps we hadn't included it in the wording of my initial amendment. But I did express that he should let us know, you know, what would be reasonable.
Okay, Jan, are you almost ready to give us
a
wording?
I'm almost ready, but I have another sentence to go. I was just
All right, that's fine, that's fine. No, we can take other discussion while we wait for that. Any other comments? Well, I guess I'll chime in briefly. I just think that given how long it's taken to get the audits done, that is so crucial for Pacifica for so many different reasons. So, you know, we shouldn't be making any complications for the audits being done as promptly as possible. So that's all. So I think the flexibility is very important.
This is Michael. And if you're planning to send it to me, please enter the address that I forwarded the agenda to you from.
Okay.
Okay. Any other comments while we wait?
I did forward the other amendments that I heard.
Oh, okay. Let me check my email here. One second.
Bob, this is Lydia.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so you're going to take a vote. I'm not a voting member.
Right.
I'm going to say goodnight and
just forward that
motion.
Wait. Before you go, the next, well, actually, there's two other items, but if you need to go, we could speed up the item of the next meeting, which I believe you said you wanted to be at the next meeting. Is that right?
Well, I'm by the next, well, how often do you have the meetings? Monthly?
Well, it's varied depending on what's going on. It started as monthly, and then as the election got more intense, there were times that we would meet every 3 weeks or even in a couple of instances every 2 weeks. So my guess is it'll probably start out monthly again.
Oh, okay. But, I mean, you could just let me know.
Oh, that's fine. No, I just wanted you to have the option to have input into the date, but that's up to you.
No, because I think you're going to need, for your permit, schedule, you'll probably wait until you have the rest of your
right,
new members.
Right. Now, this will just be a one-time date setting.
Right. Okay. Yeah, because KPFK, for example, doesn't vote on its committee members till Sunday. And
right.
There's another station, I think.
Okay. Well, that's fine. We can get back to you.
Okay. Thank you. And then
just
send me that motion once it's
yes.
approved, and I'll, discuss it with the CFO and with Joy. Okay.
You
thank
will.
You.
Thanks.
Wait, before you get off, I'm sorry.
Lydia, you still there?
Yeah.
I just wanted to give the input that if you're posting for the NES, I think it would be desirable to have someone bilingual.
Oh.
Bilingual English Spanish.
Okay.
Given we have Spanish language programming at
okay.
stations.
Okay, thank you. And any other input, if you can send it to me, let's say, within 7 days, so the beginning of next week, I'd like to be able to post something.
Yeah, why don't you just announce your email?
On
your public email.
Yeah, I don't have a public email, but I will.
Oh, okay. Well, then we'll send it. We'll send it to the listserv. Never mind then.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Michael, I cannot.
Yes.
I cannot find that thing, but I have two email addresses for you. Is it the
KPFK? The one that has KPFK in it.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
We spent 23 minutes on this, but I guess it's all right since it's the last thing. But I just wanted to let you know
over time.
Okay, now thanks for letting us know. We're almost done. Michael.
No, it's not okay. Can we keep to
Michael,
the time?
Yeah. No, we want to get back on track. Michael, can I have not gotten your amendment. Did you send it?
I sent it out to PacElect List and to several, it says forward motion re-election expenses.
Okay, now I see it. Sorry.
The first word is amendment.
Do you want to read it?
Sure. The amendments I heard, my own and then others, asked the CFO for a report of the income generated by donations sent in with the ballot to determine the additional costs generated by the extension, to evaluate the savings because simply voting did not charge for the paper ballot count, and to compare the cost of this election to previous elections.
Okay, so any objections to those amendments? Those are all things that we discussed. Okay, hearing none, then those points are added. And then, Jan, are you ready with your amendment?
I sent it out, but let me just read it to you.
Okay.
Hold on.
Yeah, I just got it. Did you want me to read it?
Okay, here it is. It says, if the above information is not available in its entirety, comma, then such information as is available should be presented by March 7, 2015. That should be 2016. Please correct that. Still struggling on that. there we go. Sorry.
That's okay. I can correct it.
2016 with an estimate of when the balance of said information will be available should be presented.
Okay. Any final short comments on that amendment? Okay. Hearing none, is there any objection to that?
The second should be presented is redundant, but that's fine.
Okay, so you're not asking for a change?
I'm just saying grammatically, the last three words are unnecessary and a little confusing.
Okay, so without the last three words, is there any objection to adopting that amendment? Okay, hearing none, it's adopted. So now, Michael, I don't know if you're in a position to read the entire amendment, the entire motion as amended. Is that possible for you to connect all the dots?
Hang on a second.
Okay, sure. I'll give you a minute. And then we really need to move on.
It's 10:01.
Right. No. As soon as Michael reads it, then we'll vote and move to the next item.
Okay, the election committee formally requests a report from the CFO sent directly to the election committee and the PNB within 3 weeks from today, giving all the 2015 election expenses, including all salary expenses, all printing expenses, all mailing expenses, and the type of bulk mail rate used. Was the mailing sent by the lowest rate, which is nonprofit bulk mail? Expenses for simply voting, any expenses for updating mailing lists, any other miscellaneous expenses? Hang on a second. A report of the income generated by donations sent in with the ballots, the additional cost generated by the extension, the savings because simply voting did not charge for paper ballot count, and a comparison of the cost of this election to previous elections. And I have to read and the sentence Jan just read. If the it's not available, then what is available? And a list, likely time frame for when the rest would be available. I don't have that exact language, but I can't.
I can give it to you again if you want, if anybody wants it.
Yeah, quickly.
If the above information is not available in its entirety, then such information as is available should be presented by March 7, 2016 with an estimate of when the balance of said information will be available.
Okay. All right. So everyone's heard it. Any objection?
Nope.
Okay. Hearing none, then that's adopted. Thank you all for the work. Oh, by the way, I should say expenses for Simply Voting, the Simply Voting Company, just for those people who are new and don't know that that's a company name and not, you know, expenses for the process of
Simply Capital Revoting.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks, everyone. So we're moving on now, and we'll stick to time frames for the rest of the meeting. Number four is discussion of process for gathering lists of areas to consider for elections improvements. I put 15 minutes on that. Let's really stick to that. Let me just open with a few ideas. We've done this in the past, and I think it's a fruitful process where there's kind of some brainstorming, some open list making on work in a working group, not on the committee call. I think it helps to divide it into buckets, you know, particular areas that we can then focus the suggestions. And I have a very tentative list of buckets. I don't think we need to, I don't think it's a fruitful use of our time to decide on the buckets on this call, but I just wanted to throw out these ideas as an illustration, and then maybe we might want to form a working group and have them decide what the correct list of buckets is. So my list is six. Membership lists, the nomination process, and the question of publicity. Three would be the campaign period, including issues with the fair campaign provisions. Number four would be replacement ballots, the process around that. Five would be electronic voting and the tabulation process, which includes the issues Nancy raised about local tabulation versus centralized. And then six would be any cost-cutting measures that were done or could be done that weren't done.
Say that again, the last one.
Cost-cutting measures that were done last time and others that could be done, additional cost-cutting that could be done this time, particularly looking at printing and postage, but not limited to that. So those are, and again, I don't think we should vote on a motion about which six or seven or eight buckets tonight. I just wanted to throw that out to kind of start the thinking process. So,
Email that tonight, though?
I'm sorry?
Can you email that list tonight?
Yes, I will. So I guess my proposal, I haven't worked it up into a motion. I'll do that in the next few minutes, but I'm basically suggesting we form a working group to start this process of creating lists. And at this stage, I don't think it would be solutions. It would just be problems. Like, what are the problems in this past year's election? And then once we focus on the problems, then we can start coming up with solutions. Okay, I'm done. Who else would like to speak?
Dan.
Go ahead.
I think maybe... and I'm not sure if this would fall under the nomination process, and possibly it would, but that is those issues that I raised before about mandatory advertising on our own radio stations about, you know, promoting people to be nominated, to to vote. So I just don't want those to get forgotten.
Right. I had mentioned publicity as part of the issue to be discussed about the nomination process.
Well, and the results, you know. I mean, I don't think yet have announced our results on the radio. Crazy. Like, have an election, but don't tell anybody who won. Okay.
Okay, who else would like to speak?
Jim Brown.
Go ahead, Jim.
One other thing we should add, and that is that we need to formulate some strict policies that the LESs should follow regarding their duties and responsibilities, because a lot of what happened in our case was that the guy didn't really know what he was supposed to do. And a lot of folks, there was nothing written that said he was supposed to do X, Y, Z. And we needed to have that so that we can monitor what he does even more without getting involved with the process itself. Does that make sense?
Well, I'm not clear. So are you saying that he didn't know or the local... board members didn't know, because I would presume that there was, as in past elections, there were written training materials for each LES.